Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Professional. That's what that is. You guys nail it every time. We're coming to you once again from our first home ever, the UCB Theater in Los Angeles. Always good to be back here, especially when it's 86 degrees outside. It's Tuesday, October 24th, 2017. This is our 73rd show this year. And it's only 10 days till Ragnarok. 9 if you count Thursday night previews. word has it that this Thor is the most comedic Marvel movie yet. And I am so down with that. I'm fucking tired of seriousness in my superhero movies. Let's have some fun. Right? Let's have some laughs with Loki. He's already got a silly name. Why not have some laughs? You know what else I'm down with? Name tags. There's a guy in the front row that's got a fucking box of donuts in his lap. It's not really a big enough crowd to be throwing donuts around, but I'll do it. If they end up on the stage, I will throw them. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the name tag part of it. What'd you write on the box? Let's talk about Kevin, and your name is Kevin.
Yeah.
And you wrote that on a box of donuts. I'll take it. What's this Happy Death Day? What'd you change it to?
Happy Death Dave.
Happy Death Dave? And then, speaking of Thor Ragnarok, what'd you change that to?
Thor Samnarok?
All right, that's cool. What's this creepiest shit thing going on over here? It's just a Chucky doll. It's even bigger than the Chucky doll in the movies. And he looks pretty fucked up. And then what's your name?
Mark.
Mark? Oh, it says Marky on it. All right, if you say so. I don't know if that's true. All right, well, it looks like we have at least four name tags, or at least three is all we need, because I've got three guests tonight, so thank you guys for that, and We'll see how it shakes out. I feel like that doll's going to end up on the stage because it's just so big. Doug plugs this Saturday, October 28th. Doug Loves Movies comes to Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona at 4:20. Sunday night, we're back here in Los Angeles over at Meltdown Comics. And I'm doing Stand Up on Sunday, November 5th at Cafe Istanbul in New Orleans. That's also at 4:20. Bring your name tags, Nola. Same for you, Tampa, November 18th, San Diego, New York City, Orlando, Houston, Dallas, and more. For all the deets, go to DouglowsMovies.com.
That's DouglowsMovies.com. Yeah!
All right.
I see what you did with that little extra all right at the end, and I do not approve. Not happy about it. I might even edit it out. I might even ruin your little moment. Don't forget, you can purchase Douglow's Movies from Atlanta for $1.99 in the comedy album section of iTunes and at DougKnowsYouKnowWhat.com. Doug knows you know what. Loves you know what. Prize bag. I brought a few things. I think my three guests probably brought better things, but we'll see. How does anybody feel about a can of... I don't even know what the fuck this is. Helles Lager? H-E-L-L-E-S Lager? In a can? Yeah, it's a warm beer in a can. Congratulations. Congratulations, Marky. When you take that down. We also got a Douglas Movies t-shirt. And that's probably the best item I brought. We'll see. What the hell is this? Oh, some white sunglasses that you've seen me wear on... as seen on Instagram. And there's one more thing in here. Oh, yeah. A beautiful Christmas pipe from the folks at Peacemaker. It's finally actually getting close to Christmas. I've been giving these out since the spring. And I'm finally almost out of them. And like I said, we've got three guests tonight who also brought stuff. So let's get them out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Ungayo Bilim, Eliza Schlesinger, and Jamie Josta. There they are. Is here too.
Hello.
That's so funny. What's wrong? What, Greg couldn't hang on to her. She's so anxious to.
Problem, Greg.
She loves
One
to
job.
Get up on stage. Blanche, what are you doing?
With someone
that
in the audience.
That beer is
like
not for
her?
You, Blanche.
Go to the lady. Go get her. Go get her.
What? Grab you're her. Just gonna Grab let her go to some random her. Lady in the yeah. audience?
Yeah, it's a woman. I trust her.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let a woman hold your dog.
That's better than a dude yes, grabbing your own. Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if the listeners are wondering why we're screaming about someone named Blanche running around on the stage.
Just my naked
One
sister.
One of the Golden Girls is loose.
Yeah.
But you are, Blanche. You are.
Oh, my goodness. Let's meet them individually, starting with our first timer. Jamie Josta is here, everybody.
What's up? Thanks for having me. What's going on?
Lead vocalist of Hatebreed.
Yep.
Yeah. And
no, that's
many,
my bio.
Many other projects, right?
Yeah, we're gonna All get the brutal time. On a track. We were talking backstage.
You're gonna put her on a track?
Yeah, she's gonna get brutal.
Yeah.
All right.
She's gonna get tough.
What did you just come from? You were running late. I mean, we were running late too.
Yeah, there's a Loudwire Awards going on right now. I saw Brian Posehn, he said to say hello.
Yeah, of course.
And I said, come with me right now. But like Tony Iommi's there and Judas Priest and Megadeth and all like these heavy metal legends.
Brian's all about the metal, so yeah. he's hanging out
he's
there.
He's backstage like a groupie.
I asked him to be here tonight because I thought he'd have fun being on with you, his good friends, Jamie and Ungayo. And he was like, no, can't make it. He didn't tell me why. He didn't say I'm going to be at the same metal thing that Jamie's going to be at.
Yeah, I did a song on his record. I actually did The Gambler. Kenny, and we did like metal style.
Right.
And so I'd known him for a while. And yeah, I was hoping he was going to come by. But it is like a who's who of rock and metal over there right now. So right, if you want to come back and go to the after party,
this
you're
is
more
a
than
who's
welcome.
Who of strange ladies holding people's dogs. And there's also, I mean, I don't want to tip you guys off for the name tag selecting portion, but there's that creepy thing over there. So one of you might want to scoop that up. But thank you for being here, Jamie.
Thanks for having me.
What's your movie trivia acumen like? Are you good at that shit?
Well, every time I listen to the podcast, I get a lot of the answers right, but I feel like that might jinx me tonight.
Right, and you're not, you're just listening somewhere, you're not on stage with the pressure.
Right, like I'll be in the tour bus and I'll be in my bunk and I'll be laughing at, you know, Harry Dean Stanton acting like he's completely over it while he's here with you. And
yeah, he did seem like he was over it. I don't know why he wouldn't have been excited. I mean, look at this amazing situation that we dragged that old man into.
Yeah.
Hey, Harry, pick a name tag. What?
Not to speak ill of the dead.
No, it was weird, but also, but he'll always be like, you know, at least in my mind.
Yeah, whenever someone comes on, just don't go full Stanton.
Never go full Stanton.
Yeah, that's, that'd be great if that never happened again. But, you know, you can't count on that. There's bars all over this block. And he came in and was like, I want some red wine. And I turned to a friend of mine. I said, could you just go get him some red wine? And they went next door and got him a glass of wine and brought it to him. That's the Harry Dean Stanton magic.
He didn't submit like a, he didn't submit like a dressing room rider.
No. Nobody gets to do that here. I like ask for regular sized waters. Look what the fuck I got.
It's still a drought, Doug.
Is that why?
Yeah, it's a drought. Drink beer.
Drink beer. It's a drought. Save the water or drink beer. All right. Eliza Schlesinger is here, everybody. She's got a book coming out.
I do.
When's it come out?
It comes out November 7th.
Okay.
You can pre-order it now. Okay. I don't know when this comes out. I'm just giving you permission to do that.
It'll be available for people to listen to tomorrow.
Okay, so you can pre-order it, please.
Yeah,
please
pre-order it. What's the book?
It's called,
what's it called?
It's called Girl Logic, The Genius and the Absurdity. And it's about, it's a whole book about why women think the way that they do, personal essays. And it's funny, I hope.
Give us a quick hot take from the book. What's one thing that women think like that you're like, what?
girls be like, no, but it's just kind of, it's about how women have to, are expected to be so many things. By the way, I have Invisalign on for those of you listening at home. I didn't have an accident. Like my teeth are weird now. Women are expected to be so many things to so many people at once. And because of that, we have to factor in past, present, and future in every microscopic decision. And so this kind of honors that. That doesn't sound funny. Like the word honor is like, it honors that. Like every guy is like, fucking bite me. But it's about that. It's about, we can't just make decisions because we have to factor in so many things and we do it effortlessly and quickly and we get called crazy, but we're not crazy. It's girl logic.
All right.
Two women in the audience. Thank
you. I like
you.
It. That lady's leaving with your dog.
Yeah. Yeah. She's getting comfortable.
That wouldn't be crazy. It would just be girl logic.
Right. This dog is mine. We've bonded. Yeah. I love babies. Yeah.
Dog loves me now.
That's all right.
Speaking of people that Blanche loves, Blanche was hanging out with this other guest on the show tonight backstage.
The other guest.
The other. It's Ngaio Bila!
Yay! Animals like me because I'm good at sitting still.
Right, yeah. You're very chill. So dogs,
one
like
of the
that,
most chill.
They can have all the energy they want. This is your 17th appearance on
really?
Those movies.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
I just wrote that down. Sounded about
reached
right.
My majority.
It sounded
show.
Right to me.
17th. Well, that's a fine number.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Let me know when it's the 419th. We'll plan a party.
Oh, I like that. That's a great idea. Not going to happen. I don't even know if I'll do enough shows.
We couldn't even get water. Not going to be a party.
I don't know how many shows we've done. I know that's been 11 years.
So wow. That's yeah. Like
that's at least
shows
50
of,
shows.
Yeah, so.
No, we've done 73 this year. I just
so
announced
you're probably,
at the top of the
let
show.
Let me know when you get to 710. No, wait. You've probably done that already, too. Because that would be oil.
Yeah, I just right. Don't. I'm bad. Like, also, if you look at this, the overall arc of this show, the seasons. There's a season that's, you know, 25 episodes, and another season that's 200. Like, it doesn't.
Whoops.
Yeah, it's just like, oh shit, we should
call
declare
that
another season. Yeah, it's weird. So
sure. Now in its off. Fifth printing.
Yeah, exactly. So I have trouble keeping track of all the numbers. But
you just stopped it. I have trouble.
I just don't, you know, I don't care that much about that stuff.
But who's counting? Welcome back to But Who's Counting?
You know, we get to 20 years. That'll be good.
There you go.
Right?
Nine years
that'll
ago.
That'll be excited.
Right.
Yeah, 9 years from now, shit's gonna blow up.
Past, present, and future.
I'm gonna have a crazy ass show. I'm gonna bring donuts.
They're gonna let you eat donuts at your age?
That's why I throw them. Doctors have told me just throw those donuts. Don't eat donuts at your age.
Yeah, it's exercise and.
Ungayo, what'd you bring? I know I surprised you backstage with the prize bag question.
For having been on the show 17 times, I totally forget that you did a giveaway.
I know. So, and I forget to remind the people that have been on so many times.
I brought weed. And if so you win, I will.
Here's the prize. If you win, you have to go out onto Tamarind, the side street here, and smoke with Ungayo.
I mean, you don't have to. Consent is important.
Pro tip, he'd probably smoke with you if you didn't win.
If you lose, you have to smoke with me, and I get really paranoid and weird. And I talk a lot about death. So if you lose, we're gonna it's just going to get horrible. It's just going to be us watching Frasier and me just like asking if my skin looks weird. That's me on weed.
Jamie, what have you got for the prize bag? Top that.
Okay. I wanted to be festive and with a horror collection, an 8-movie pack.
Ooh.
The standout is Chud 2.
Wow.
Oh, it's an acronym.
Yes. Cannibalistic Humanoid Underground Dwellers.
Yes.
Whoa.
Impressive. But
that's actually not true.
Yes.
Amazing you knew that.
Chopping Mall is really good.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
And 976 Evil 2.
I think everyone should take the opportunity to watch Chopping Mall.
Chopping Mall is when you're grinding up your ecstasy with a razor blade.
Oh, and I have a Rebel 8 t-shirt.
You guys don't do drugs? Me neither.
You'll find out who does drugs after the show on Tamarind.
I don't do drugs. I just smoke weed.
On Tamarind.
What else you got?
Oh, a Rebel 8 t-shirt.
All right. Give me all of it.
Okay.
Yeah, just give it to me. I'm going to put it in the bag. I'm going to try to not let it get in the blood that's on the table.
There's Rebel8.com. Use code JJ10.
There's a little bit of blood on the table. What size is this shirt?
Large.
Okay, so that's going to fit somebody. I brought an extra small Douglas movie shirt, so that's going to be more like something to...
You could make a pillow.
Yes, exactly. Make a pillow, everybody.
Oh. Arts and crafts. Stuff it with old t-shirts.
Eliza, what do you got for us?
I brought that dog. I found that dog. No. I found her outside. I brought a copy of an advanced copy of my book, Girl Logic. Oh. If you feel it, it's very fancy. It's not like shitty. That's how you want to read a book, because the cover feels fancy.
That is a really nice cover, I got to say.
I designed it.
Yeah, your eyes match the lettering of your name.
Yeah, we didn't Photoshop them at all. Naturally. I'd be so much further in life if my eyes were that kind of blue. Yeah, no. So... Blue enough. It's not outrageous.
I always wish I could pull off the center part.
You know, it's something in my adult life that I've come to enjoy, the center part. It's severe enough to say I'm down for sex, but no funny business.
Listen, who doesn't enjoy the center
part? I want to fuck. Keep it normal.
Keep it normal. Keep it cold. Keep it quick. Let's go get high and watch Frasier.
Toss salad and scrambled eggs.
Best show on TV. I watch it every night. So, oh, crispy.
All right, you guys. All that's in the prize bag for someone tonight. And before we get to the games, I got a couple of questions for you guys. And we'll start with Ungayo on this first one.
420.
No, that's not it. No. Do you want to guess anything else? You know what the question is, don't you?
No.
What was the last movie you saw?
Oh, I saw the Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah?
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah?
It didn't seem like 3 hours, so I'll give it that. Okay. Some people said it felt longer. It didn't seem that long to me. I don't know about some of the acting choices, but I thought that the dystopia and the concepts were much better than, say, Prometheus in terms of ponderous sci-fi movies.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. No one's
it was no American Made
way.
Or whatever.
What? the Tom Cruise movie?
Yeah, I saw that one too.
I watched on a plane. I watched Jack Reacher Never Look Back.
Which one is that? Is that the one that starts in the bar?
It's the second Jack Reacher of two.
Yes.
It's called Never Look Back?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be Never Reach Back?
Seems pretty obvious.
Weird title anyway.
You're supposed to never reach around.
This is why I like the sex quick and simple.
And the center part.
Center part.
Jamie, what about you? Have you seen any movies lately? I know you're busy going to metal shows.
I do.
I watch Chud.
Being a metalhead and whatnot.
Do you still have your wristband on from the event you just came from?
I literally walked off stage and ran here.
That's awesome.
Besides Chud 2 and 976 Evil 2.
And Chopping Mall.
And I didn't go see Blade Runner just because you didn't like it. Like,
really?
Yeah, you affected the box office.
No.
Yes, and also I did do this, which seems weird, but I said, hey, can I watch half now? And then can I come back like another day? And if you remember me, because I can't, who can dedicate 3 hours?
3 hours is long.
Yeah.
So did you do that?
No, she thought I was out of my mind.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Yeah. But I did do this. I went to see It. I was getting my tire fixed.
Oh. Yeah.
So while my tire was being fixed, I Ubered it to go see It. And then I said, can I come back and watch the ending? Because I had to go pick up
Is anything with you just simple?
No. It's very complicated. So then I got the tire
I'm
going
to hold off on this orgasm for a minute because I want a sandwich. Well, but then I'm going to come right back.
Yeah. Well,
and can we finish that up? You'll remember me, right?
You're like that Chris Rock character. How about I give you 50 cents for one piece of gum?
One nugget.
One gum.
Oh, and I watched. But so I saw It. And then I saw this movie called Officer Down with the guy from... Sons of Anarchy.
Charlie Hunnam?
Tig is his character on Sons of Anarchy. Anyways, it's...
I'm not a Sons of Anarchy watcher, but is he mentally handicapped?
No, it's...
Because Officer Down is about a guy with Down syndrome that's an officer, isn't it?
No,
good
but
thing
it's,
I didn't make a joke.
It's spelled D-O-W-N-E. It's the guy who did Crank 1 and 2.
It's about police corruption, but it's told with all rabbits.
And it's directed by Clown from Slipknot.
That's a Watership Down joke.
Oh,
you just made.
Damn it. I'm trying to. Nobody.
I missed
no
it.
One.
Nobody.
No one.
Nobody.
I weep for the state of the educational system.
I got it.
Thank you, Doug.
It's a depressing book and movie about rabbits.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, and I watched Inception again on the plane.
Oh, okay.
Half of it?
No, I stayed the course.
What happens with the spinning thing at the end?
I don't know.
No, I haven't seen it yet. Don't worry.
Okay.
Wait, there's a...
people have opinions about what happens at the end. Like, you could interpret it one way or another.
Well, what is the spoiler statute of limitations?
I'm kidding.
I get this all the time.
Yeah, no, Inception's been out
for over a year.
Fucking ruin it.
5 years.
Ruin it for people. If you can, because it has an ambiguous ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You didn't see it. You didn't see the end.
No,
on the flight home, I'll finish
it. No, I did.
It.
I did. But I just, I don't know. I don't know.
You were like, can I dream the rest of this movie later?
I did watch Wolf of Wall Street on the other flight I was on.
You wait, that's 3 hours.
Yes.
You don't have enough
that
time
was
for...
That was worth it, though.
He was on a plane.
Yeah. I would like to see a cop ask you, do you have an idea how fast you were going, and hear your explanation.
It's
just in general.
It's horrible.
Relative to what? Right.
Yeah, relative to what?
All right. That's a good answer, I think. I don't know what just happened. Eliza?
Okay, so I feel like so girly now because my answer was going to be It, but then I realized I too watched a plane movie. The one going, I watched, I think it's called Dancer, and it's about Sergei. Yeah, about Sergei. It's about this Ukrainian bad boy of ballet. It's actually really cool if you've never thought about ballet and you're on a United flight and you can't sleep all the way to New York, but it was really fucking dope. And on the way back, I watched this Hungarian documentary called Kedi Kedi about, I'm sorry, it's Turkish, about all the cats, like the hundreds of thousands of cats that roam the street in Istanbul and how people like collectively take care of them. It was really sweet.
It's true. And it was, I've been there.
And by the way, it wasn't like, it was all men that they interviewed. They were like, I take care of it because in past life, I believe I did something wrong. Like, it's not like women like, I'm a cat lady named Beth. It was like fishermen that are like, you bring cats so you don't die. Like manly reasons for having cats. So it's not like girl shit. It's like evil eye, fucking gypsy shit. Fishermen. Get you a cat. Kitty, kitty.
Wow, you really have an interesting, of all the things that are offered on the plane, you pick, make interesting choices.
To the world that I knew nothing of.
Yeah.
Now we know about the cat.
That's very cool.
Inquisitive mind.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. I just watched Baby Driver again. That's
oh, right? So good.
I've seen it like yeah. four times.
I didn't see it.
I just watch it over and over again. You got to see it, at least part of it.
It's really good. Listen, just listen to the sound design. You don't even have to watch it. Just
I saw that movie and I left, and it's one of those movies, if you haven't seen it, where you want to be Baby Driver after. And so I'm in my car, it's a Civic, and I'm like, clip the e-brake, pop it. And every time I go through an intersection, I go poof, poof, and I pretend to shoot anybody, which is alarming if you're looking at me, but it feels so good to pretend to shoot people while I'm like, park it, reverse it, Civic. The Honda.
I put the soundtrack on when I get into a car and see if I can get where I'm going in one song.
Yeah.
Nice. Down the street.
Bell Bottoms is 5 minutes.
So to the store.
All right. So you guys did a great with that question, but now it's going to get a little tougher.
Uh-oh.
Starting with Ngayo. It's Halloween time.
Yes.
It's October.
Yes.
People want recommendations for scary movies to watch. What do you say?
Any year, any time, or whatever?
Yeah, any horror, just a good horror movie, or a movie that's scary for other reasons.
I saw...
Just some scary shit.
I saw a thing about Albert Fish one time where they just read some of his letters and showed some really mundane and banal photographs, but he was describing in detail how he ate a 9-year-old girl, but he didn't fuck her, and it was one of the most terrifying things I'd ever seen in my life.
Sounds like a sweet man.
I'm just saying, if you're looking for scary things, it was so banal, banal, and yet so utterly horrifying.
But what's it called?
Fucking the Albert Fish documentary where he reads the letter about eating the girl. I don't fucking know. It was at a festival. There were a lot of movies. I didn't save the program. I also like Cabin in the Woods.
All right. That's a good... People can either try to figure out what that first one was or just watch Cabin in the Woods.
I'm assuming most of the people in this room have access to the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Yeah, they're smart.
The listeners, not so much.
Yeah, I don't know how they listen to your podcast.
They're going
to
be like, I don't know what's happening. I can't even hear this thing. Jamie, what do you have to recommend horror-wise?
I watched that movie, The Witch, but it's spelled with like two V's.
Ooh, I see that, yeah. Good.
It's kind of slow.
Yeah. Right.
But I liked it.
But really, they really capture the time period in which it takes place.
Yeah, they have their own language.
Like the language is quite almost like Shakespearean. Yeah.
And there's a goat named Black Phillip, who's the star of the show. You've seen it?
Yeah.
I need Black Phillip merch. I might get a Black Phillip tattoo.
Yeah.
He's the star.
All right.
That's a good movie.
You can just get half the tattoo.
Does Green Room
and
count?
Come back and finish it later. He's done that.
Does Green Room count as a horror film?
It's pretty freaky and scary.
They keep the tension good.
There's a lot of tension in Green Room.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I'd recommend.
I'll put that on.
There's metal in that, right?
It's like
punk rock and hardcore.
Nazi punks, fuck off.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's intense. It's Patrick Stewart.
The other movie that guy did was good. The
Blue Ruin.
Yes.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
That's a horror movie,
that guy's
kind of,
terrific.
Right? Or a suspense.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Slow burn. Starts out kind of slow, but then it heats up.
Then it starts burning.
And they did that for like $400,000 or something.
Jamie's really trying to discuss these films. Guy was fucking around.
Being flippant.
Eliza, do you have a horror movie favorite?
Yeah, I saw this really creepy Turkish movie about cats that run this city, and you have to take care of it.
Do the part where you go, I was cut in past life.
I was cut in past life when I was cursed. I like horror movies a lot, and I've seen all of the Conjurings. Yep. And all the Annabelle ones that all like tie in together.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggest that franchise, and then what's the found footage one?
The Paranormal Activity.
All 12 of those.
You love that. You love just sitting there staring at the screen for like 10 minutes and then suddenly something makes you jump.
One thing with like good sound design. I liked it. I just want to say this because I'm running for office apparently. I liked it a lot. And what I loved about it was that you got a lot of FaceTime with the bad guy. That being said, I prefer my bad guys be beings and creatures and ghosts versus like a guy with an axe. Because a guy with an axe, I can see that in Hollywood
yes,
any day.
Yes, yes, we're all in agreement. No more guys with axes.
Here, here.
No more axes to grind.
Yeah, so I like it when it's a ghost or a scary nun.
Like the one with the ghost in the, wasn't there a ghost in the Simon Says?
Oh, in, not Simon Says, in the Ouija board.
No, there was a ghost
yes,
in the
there
Simon
was.
Says.
There was.
And it was like,
it,
without the music, it would not be scary at all. It's like, beep, beep.
Scary as Parker
Brothers
can be.
It's talking to us.
Yeah. I enjoy it all.
Paranormal, Simon Says.
Beep, 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 beep.
But that noise that, nice. that like robots make when they get like possessed, it's like beep, beep, brrr. And then you know shit's about. I didn't see the movie.
That's the noise robots make, you guys.
Dog.
Yeah, for
lick the blood.
As we move into a future full of robotics, look out for that. That sounds more like you're shutting them down than they're coming alive.
No, because it talks. It's like, beep, like, I love you.
I love you.
Like Teddy Ruxpin when it gets possessed when you're a kid.
He was evil.
Why is it somebody made that movie where Teddy Ruxpin just fucking
Chucky
fucks people up?
You can
Chucky is pretty much that. Yeah.
You could put like a Slayer tape in Teddy Ruxpin.
Or Paddington is the same thing.
No.
No.
What? You're ruining
it's
my
pretty
childhood.
Scary when he rides down the staircase in a bathtub. Oh,
true.
Shit, Paddington lives are going to be lost if you fill that thing up. All right. Great answers. Good luck to everybody with their Halloween movie choices. But now it's time for Bert to turn the show off and me to say, let the games begin. We got some name tags. It's not going to be easy for you guys to choose. There's a Chucky doll over there. Yeah, yeah, no. Go work your way through the crowd. Pick out who you want to play for. And, well, you do that. We'll do this. We'll be right back.
Hey, you guys. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Stitcher Premium. Stitcher Premium is the only place you can listen to all 10 seasons of Doug Loves Movies, and it's the only place to stream all episodes of the Benson Interruption podcast. With Stitcher Premium, you also get exclusive access to more than 60 exclusive original podcasts from stars like Jemaine Clement, Issa Rae, and Marc Maron. What the F? Plus over 120 comedy albums from top comedians like Aziz Ansari, Louis C.K., and Amy Schumer. That's over 1,000 hours of exclusive ad-free audio content for just $4.99 a month. Start listening now with a one-month free trial of Stitcher Premium. Go to stitcherpremium.com/Doug. Use the promo code DLM at checkout to get your free month. That's stitcherpremium.com/Doug and use the promo code DLM. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. Great job, everybody. The donuts did not get selected. Neither did the Chucky doll.
It's too scary.
It's too much, bro.
Use your microphone voice.
It's really nice, though, but it was very terrifying.
Hold it up again. Can I see it?
Jamie wants to put it on his tour bus.
We'll put it on the drum riser.
See? There you go.
Yeah,
I'll put it. Chucky will be famous.
I think Mark wants to keep it.
Like, I stole it from
Jamie's gonna buy
it. He brought it to go off on tour.
Jamie just wants half of it.
I tried to watch. I tried to watch the Cult of Chucky on demand. Actually.
Oh really?
Yeah. I'll watch any Chucky movie. I don't care.
But what do you mean you tried to watch it?
I was trying to, like, you have to type in Cult of Chucky. It took too long. I gave up.
You get halfway through.
Yep.
You ever make it through a full show?
He just settled for some other cult.
Cult 45.
Bride of Chucky was good.
Oh, with Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah.
Oh, with Jennifer Tilly. I knew that.
See?
I knew that piece of information.
Yeah, she's in the latest one.
She is.
Yeah. All right.
How does she find time between poker? Yeah,
Exactly. She's a poker ace. Ungayo, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Kyle, who has the green Kyle. With the picture of Tom Hanks, and it says, yeah. Kyle didn't believe in miracles until the day he, and they crossed out, met one, and wrote, got picked on Doug Loves Movies. So, your miracle came true. The hippie in me loves you. You need a miracle every day.
Great job, Kyle. You a big fan of that movie?
Sure.
Okay. Jamie?
I didn't realize this had weed attached to it.
You picked it without the... without the perk.
Yeah.
Without the reason to pick it.
It looks very bent and wet, though.
No, look at the joint.
Oh, wait.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. No, it does. And I never saw that movie.
Train Spotting. Yeah. Then he changed it to Travis Spotting.
Get it?
Yes, I like it.
All right.
It's Travis Spotting.
Yeah.
Actually.
Sure.
I don't know if he's Italian or something.
If you're strict.
Or it's Travis Potting.
Yeah, it's a home and gardening movie.
Now I understand why there's a joint on there.
Get
there
it?
You go.
Travis Ba-dum-dum. Potting.
Ah.
But you can...
Weebay gif.
But you can give that in a guy-o if you want.
Yeah, what? You can have it.
Just because I smoke a lot of weed doesn't mean I need any weed.
Yeah.
Does it have like a cool name, that weed?
You need something to smoke with the winner outside.
Because I didn't bring any.
Whenever I think I'm out of weed, I just clean my car.
Yeah. It's probably a lot in the engine. What do you think? Don't snort it.
Name that string.
Magic.
Salty.
The people listening are going to love that joke.
It smells like a tangy.
Oh, okay.
It could be a Kush variant, but I'm going to go with like a tangy or a berry.
So it's a quality weed.
Ask Travi.
It's a joint. It's a pre-roll.
All right.
Travi?
Liza already has, I've already signed this name tag, somebody's brought it before. No, it's okay.
Well, that's the name.
Who knows if it's been up here before?
It's an Indiana Jones poster. It's Indy Donna Jones and the Temple of Doom. They didn't think it was necessary to make a pun out of Temple of Doom. They just left that, so that's cool.
Sure.
I thought it was a girl who handed this to me.
Yeah, what happened to Prometheus?
So it's all dudes on here.
I thought you took the Prometheus one.
No, I didn't. I took... Indy Donna, but it's all...
But it's for Donna.
Don't miss
Are you
gender.
Donna?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Who are the dudes?
There you go. Well, there's
That's
me
Doug.
And Jeff Tate and Sam Levine.
Oh, okay. So it's something I don't know about. Okay.
Because they guess who the other people might be on stage. And
I just didn't guess
that you would be here.
I only come once a year to this.
Wow. Did you tell that to your fiance?
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
And still you're going to marry him.
He knows.
And still you're going to marry him.
Wow. Cool jokes, guys. Anyways, that is... Really expected better here at UCB. Latch right onto that one. Anyways, it's in...
There you go. Good job. You picked Donna's name tag.
I picked it?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about all these dudes on here. Oh, and my face is on there twice.
You're on the guy that pulled
I'm
out
also
the
Kalima Shapti Day. Kalima Shapti Day. And then I pull somebody's heart out of their chest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hold on to your potatoes.
Okie dokie.
I was almost named Indiana,
Jones.
Which is why I picked it.
You were almost
my
named
mom almost
Indiana.
Named me Indiana, and then they went with Eliza. They were like, how can we make her life annoying? We'll spell it with an I. So that's, it was almost Indiana, so that resonated. So those movies mean a lot to me.
That's a great reason to pick it. All right.
Not the Crystal Skull, I hope.
No, I like that one, though.
It wasn't bad. It was better than Temple of Doom.
Oh, my God. Is this really happening?
Yeah. We might have to fight.
Is that a hot button issue?
Temple of Doom did not have aliens or Shia LaBeouf.
And these are good things.
And I think he's a good actor. But, yeah. But I don't know.
Last Crusade's my favorite.
Really?
Yep.
Out of all of them.
Out of all of them. It's tough. It's close because the first one is...
But yeah, the first one's amazing, and then everything else is just
amazing.
More of that shit.
But the Last Crusade is great. Raiders it's also got... You call this archaeology. Right?
I think Raiders of the Lost Ark... is the best one.
Yeah, I think so.
I also know movies in that.
I mean, I love...
I'm just saying.
I love Temple of Doom in that they took Raiders of the Lost Ark and went, let's see how we can just push every element. Like, let's make it more violent,
sure,
more disgusting.
More ridiculous, yeah.
More bugs, more creepy crawling
monkey
things.
Brains.
Yeah, and then more Short Round, which, yeah. You know, I think the Goonies prove you can never have enough.
Yeah.
Of that guy. Ki-Hai Kwan, I think his name is.
Impressive.
I don't think so. Let's play some games, starting with a little something called Characters Welcome. Yeah, I'm going to name the characters in a film that were portrayed by actors, and you see the character names in the end credits. I'm going to go from the bottom towards the top. I'm not going to name every character in the movie. But just guess as often as you like until somebody lands on the correct title. What movie has these characters in it, you guys? California Charlie.
Boogie Nights?
No.
Oh, Dazed and Confused.
Great, okay. Great, both great guesses.
Thank you.
But no. there's also a character named... Highway Patrol Officer.
Get Shorty.
No.
Super Troopers. No, that was stupid. Pretend it didn't happen.
There's no take backs. Tom Cassidy. Dr. Fred Richman.
He's my cousin.
Sheriff Al Chambers. Detective Milton Arbogast. Sam Loomis is a character in this movie that made an audience member go, oh. Oh.
What's the one with the guy?
Oh.
My Cousin Vinny.
No.
Damn.
Ooh, that's a good guess because there are a lot of random cops.
Yeah. Marion Crane.
Frasier. I was hoping there was a movie.
Yeah, Frasier Crane.
It's his mom. It's a prequel. Wasn't edited fully because he did it.
Lila Crane is also in this movie.
And the Shadow.
And here's the name.
Misery?
No.
Okay.
Here's the name that is going to give this shit away.
Sleepy Hollow.
No.
Ooh, Ichabod.
But that was playing at the bar next door just now.
Really?
That's yeah. Where all these people are.
I was looking at it. Yeah, all the empty seats are people watching Sleepy Hollow at the pub next door. Here we go. Norman Bates.
Psycho.
Yay, Engayo!
Who was California Charlie?
I have no idea who the fuck California
somebody
Charlie
in fucking
was.
Psycho called California
he
Charlie.
He got a credit. He still gets a check for 64 cents every 6 months.
Yeah. And some of it takes place in Phoenix, where I'll be this Saturday at 4:20 at Stand Up Live. All right, you guys. Ngaio won that first one, but we got a couple more games to play, starting with Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Ngaio gets to go first. I'll say the tagline from a movie, and you get to guess. If you can't figure out what it is, we'll go to Jamie, and then we'll go to Eliza, and each person gets a shot at each one of these until somebody gets it.
Spinal Tap.
You know I love a good pre-guess.
That should count as his guess.
And I also love a full, accurate title.
This is Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But that's not right.
Mime is money.
That's not the answer. What movie had the tagline, Ungayo? If you want someone to save the world, make sure it's someone who likes the world as it is.
Constantine?
Great guess? No. Jamie?
Powder. I came here knowing that Powder was going to get a pop no matter what the question was.
You had Powder good preloaded?
Good timing.
You were just going to be like, when I need a laugh.
But it was hard for you
so
to keep
many
your
guests on this show go for Schindler's List, but you picked out Powder. Good job.
Can I just say that I hope that that is for a comedy, because if somebody wrote that like for serious, for a regular movie, then that's horrible.
Well, you know, taglines aren't always great. Sometimes
no,
they're
they are.
Sometimes they're written by people who want to get home to their children.
Okay, I'll go with.
So they just bang out some stupid thing.
Michael.
Oh, that's the another. That's another terrific guest, and
Andy
I recommend
McDowell.
All three of those movies on a triple bill. If you get a chance to watch Constantine, Powder, and Michael.
That's actually not a
bad.
You can
invite people over. Hey, do you have a name? All these characters are about someone with a name. All these movies.
And they're all angels. There's all a lot of Judeo-Christian imagery.
Yeah, there is.
Powder,
right?
Yeah, Powder,
Michael,
Saint Powder.
And Constantine. Saint Powder. That's what
if
they call it.
You worship Saint Powder. Yeah, you got a drug problem.
Okay. Yeah. Well, speaking of angels, this is the title character of the movie that this tagline is from, is an angel.
It's an angel.
He saves a lot of people. And again, it's if you want someone to save the world, make sure it's someone who likes the world as it is. Triple X, starring Vin Diesel and featuring a song from Hatebreed on the soundtrack.
We are on that soundtrack.
Yeah, you are.
We are.
Do you know like what scene your song plays over?
Yes, because they flew me out here to edit it in, and it was Vin Diesel on a surfboard on a green screen, and the song wasn't long enough for the entire scene. I went to Revolution Pictures and sat in there with the producer of our album, and we re-edited the song to fit, and it was so weird, but it was, people still stop me. They play that movie on TV all the time, and people...
He really surfs, like, on water in that movie?
No, he's, like, on a green screen, just on a, like... He's on a set, and
have you seen
around.
The movie, or did it that part?
Well,
come
he's
later
jumping out of a
film.
Plane, and then
oh,
our song starts
on like a snowboard.
Snowboard,
yeah.
Snowboard.
Oh, but he's okay. On like
and
a board.
Chases, oh, that's when he races the avalanche.
Yes.
Right, and the avalanche overwhelms.
Yeah, that was some
the
triple exciting shit.
It was savage.
And I didn't say the other tagline from the movie, but it might have helped you a little bit better, because the other tagline was a new breed of secret agent.
Yes. Ah, Blanche.
A new hate breed of agent. All right, so no one got that one, so we're back to Ungayo. What movie has the tagline, ready or not? And I don't think there's a movie called Here I Come.
There's going to be.
Oh, Eliza thinks she knows it.
That Thing You Do.
No. I don't get it, but okay.
Me
is
neither.
That the title you showed up here with?
No.
Is that your powder?
I showed up with the title of Chief Weed Smoker.
Jamie?
Just Ready or Not. There was no...
Ready or Not, period.
Here I come, look out, boy. Gonna find you and take it slowly.
Oh, is that Fugees?
Sure.
Shit.
It's the Delphonics.
All right, I'm gonna say.
But it's also the Fugees.
They sampled Delphonics.
Yeah. Well, Lauren just sang it, but close enough.
They got paid.
You probably. They cleared the sample.
Okay, I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say. Up.
That would be a great tagline for the movie about the old man in
who
the house and balloons. Yeah, he loses his wife.
Whether or not she's
ready
dying.
Or not, I'm gonna make this house fly.
Is there a miscarriage in Up?
What?
Yeah, they can't conceive. They can't have a baby. That's why they're like, so sad. That's one of the reasons they're both sad.
I mean, that's one of the reasons. I mean, there's a bigger reason to be sad because his wife is dead. But yeah.
But they can't have a baby. It's one of the things that's
trying to have a baby or animated miscarriage.
Yeah.
Well, they don't really show the miscarriage. It's just implied that they can't conceive.
It's in the director's cut. It's a 12-minute miscarriage over a toilet. The animation is phenomenal. It looks so real. It's actually found footage.
It's like a little Kool-Aid man.
Found animated footage.
That's how we do it. Guerrilla
style.
It was
cathartic for the writer.
Yeah, I went to film school. I get it.
What do you think this is, Eliza? Okay. You were confident a second ago.
Here's what I think.
There's no way you have the right answer.
That's what I think. Something as simple as ready or not is a pun, and I bet it's K-N-O-T, like, or is that T, like nautical.
Okay, well, I will tell you right now, it's spelled N-O-T.
I had a whole theory.
Yeah, that would have been a good one for failure to launch. Ready or K-N-O-T would have been good.
No, it's like an aquatic.
Because it's a boating thing.
Right, it's an aquatic thing. That's what I was going to say. Baywatch. But it's not.
Right.
It's not a knot.
No,
so.
Baywatch probably had some sort of pun involving, you know, boobs or something. They probably weren't.
I get a point for being creative.
All right, let me write that down.
Thank you. For those of you at home, he really wrote it. I took it seriously.
It's a movie that Ungayo is in called 9 Months. Yeah, 9 Months.
I just got a check for $35 from that film.
There you go.
15 years ago. 20 years ago. Huh? Passive income, bitches.
Yeah.
That's the future.
All right, well, we're back to you, Ngayo, because...
Because apparently we all suck this game.
I got another one for you guys. What movie has the tagline, "Trust in Him"? And it's spelled H-I-M.
Not H-Y-M-N?
It's not like a church
thing. It's not
thing.
Clearly about movie. Trusting in
what
a
movies you been in
musical on? Composition.
Trust in Him.
In
I want to say Jungle Book, but I know that's not right. I know.
Right?
Trust in
Because there's
me.
That song, yeah.
Michael.
I think it's a great perpetual guess. But not correct.
Yeah, well. I'm still in the lead.
It's one way to look at it. Jamie?
Donnie Brasco.
No.
No, I'm sorry. You're going to have to forget about it.
Okay.
Eliza?
Can I ask an ancillary question before we...
Can you use it in a sentence, Doug?
Is there another one after this? Another?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've only been in one movie, and I don't think it's the one that I was in, so that's narrowing it down for me.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Because you did it, but I only have the one. So...
You were great. You were great in Girl Boss, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Not a movie. still not a movie. Thank you. I'm gonna go with Bruce Almighty.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Ready or not?
No.
No, trust in him because he's like a god figure in that or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Did I get it?
RoboCop.
That's a terrific guess. It's
Thank
actually the tagline for Saw 6.
And we're on the fucking soundtrack.
Hatebreed is on the soundtrack.
The video's even on the DVD.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right, well, let's save a little time, and we'll start with Eliza on this final one,
okay.
Because no one's got a point on the board, but I think she's got a really strong shot here.
I have half.
From the Academy Award-winning writer of Juno.
Paradise.
Yeah, that's the movie she's in called Paradise. that was written by Diablo Cody. I didn't think I could slip that one past you. And I was also like, why do they have a better tagline than that?
That's
like,
the tagline?
That's it. Yeah. Just like.
The tagline should be, Eliza had a monologue that she didn't find out was cut till she went to the premiere.
Shit. What in you're listed in the credits as clerk.
Am I?
Does that make sense?
I don't think so.
Are you a clerk?
Really? I'm not a clerk.
What do you play in it?
I play like a bar singer. Like I sing at like a bar in Las Vegas and I'm really depressed. So it's me singing Put a Smile on Your Face by Vitamin C and then like kind of sobbing into a drink sitting on like a stage. And then the monologue that no one saw. I guess I work there.
Okay.
They had a name tag and everything anyway.
I don't know where clerk came from, but I, you know, I might have just not. There might
the
be
editor
another,
was like, no,
there might be
cares.
Another clerk in the movie. Yeah, I was maybe. Just looking in the wrong spot or something. All right, so Eliza wins that game.
Yes! Yeah.
And that means you get to go first.
Thank
in
you.
Our final game of the evening, the one that's going to determine our winner tonight, it's a little something called Last Man Stanton. I'm going to get a name from a pre-selected audience member of an actor or actress, and we all, I like to play along in this one, we all take turns naming movies they've been in. Whichever one of you lasts the longest will be our winner tonight, and you have one lifeline. You can go to the person whose name tag you chose. You can go to them once.
Donna.
Kyle and Travis and Donna. Get your minds ready, because it might come back at you. And we'll go Eliza, Jamie, Ngayo, me in the order. And the pre-selected person in the audience is Curtis _ Parker.
Yeah, right here.
There he is. Hey, dude.
Hey.
Your name is Curtis?
Yeah.
_.
Middle name _.
Yeah.
Last name Greatest.
Last name Parker. That would be fun to name your kid middle name _.
Yeah, really. Get out ahead of it.
Really, yeah, they really set him up for an internet handle.
Just name your kid @. No one will like him.
Backslash.
Name him Powder.
Yeah.
Powder _.
Yeah, what do you get if you type in the internet @ Powder? Did somebody start a comedy
account? You get the dark web.
Of that pale-faced.
Hi, I'm Tiny Earl.
Bald man.
Tiny
Curtis,
Earl.
What do you do for a living?
Tiny Earl.
Tiny Earl.
I work like a grants management.
Doesn't seem like you know. Doesn't seem like you're entirely on top of it. But are you visiting us from out of town or you live here?
I live here.
Oh, okay. But you reached out to me today on Twitter and you said you had the perfect name for tonight.
Yeah.
And so I'm very excited to hear what you think is a perfect name.
All right. Scarlett
Johansson. ScarJo.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson. Eliza's excited.
Okay.
How do you guys feel? You all right over there?
I'm ready.
All right. He's into it.
Okay.
Eliza, start us off. Any movie that's got Scarlett Johansson in it?
Okay. Ghost World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might be one of my favorite.
Great movie.
Movies that's got her in it. Jamie?
Lost in Translation.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy?
All right. Slow down.
It's me.
T R A N S L A T I.
You can abbreviate.
Oh, I will. I'm gonna shorten Lucy to Lou.
It's better than Oosie.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'm gonna go with. Oh shit.
10.
I got this.
9.
Damn.
8.
Because it already came up, The Jungle Book.
Oh yeah.
Is she like one of the kids?
She's this.
I don't remember.
One of the kids.
Wait, with The Jungle Book with. Oh my god, I was thinking of Jumanji. Sorry. I was like, what is it? Okay, sorry. I have a good
she's
one.
She's the snake in Jungle Book.
Okay.
Is she?
Yeah, she sings the Trust in Me song over the end credits. Because they turned it into only kind of a musical.
Right.
There's only like 2 songs.
Didn't really
movie.
Need music in that version of it.
No, they didn't. But I still missed it because I love the songs.
No, I understand.
Yeah. And Christopher Walken, as great as he is no Louis Prima. Sorry.
It was a good version though. It was a good version.
Yeah,
Bill Murray
right.
was fine as
yeah,
well.
But Louis Prima's amazing.
Louis Prima's
in the
a
original.
Savage.
All right. Whose turn is it? Jamie? No, wait.
No, it's Eliza.
It's Jamie.
No, it's on Eliza now.
Okay.
Oh, fuck me. Wait a second. You were so confident at the
because
top
I
of
have,
this.
But I want to remember the second one to have it ready.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing.
I think she was in Her.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. Another one.
Jamie?
Avengers.
Boo. All right.
You want to put any other words on that?
I know. I was just thinking it's like...
Just what? One word.
The Avengers. Yeah. Sorry. Oh,
that's all I need.
Oh, that's not her.
Guy.
Captain America Civil War.
This isn't fair because there's all those comic book movies.
It's not fair at all.
It's not fair.
Fucking nerds.
All right, I'll take one of those off the table for you. Iron Man 2.
Yeah. That. Thanks.
Don't forget about your lifeline. Donna's out there ready to help you.
I know the name and I can't remember it. Mom. Vicky Cristina Barcelona! Yes!
Shit.
I have no idea what you said, but I'm writing it down.
Vicky Cristina Barcelona! Doug! I got it.
I wish that that movie had more of that kind of hysterical screaming.
Yeah. She was such a loser in that movie. She had like no direction. Oh, but you take beautiful pictures. No. You're just good at fucking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of let's drink some wine.
Yeah.
Let's go to Oviedo.
My crazy wife, yeah.
I take care of cats in Hungary.
It is my albatross. It's a great film.
Yeah. Okay. Who is it? Turn. Who's Jamie?
Yeah. I need to use my lifeline.
All right. Let's go to Travis.
Can I give Travis a clue?
Oh.
Oh, if unless you have
Travis
one.
Has his own idea.
Oh, you have your own one. Okay.
Did you guys hear what he said?
No.
Okay. So what do you want to? What do you want to have Travis help you with?
Okay. It was. It was. Like
half of a movie.
I think it was Joseph.
I saw a snippet.
Joseph Gordon.
Don Juan.
Yes.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Travis says Don Juan. Classic
I like
movie.
You, Travis.
Classic movie about jerking off too much. That's what the movie's about.
I never saw it.
It's just about... It's
I
just,
saw the
he
trailer.
He jerks off all the time. Scar Joe's his girlfriend. She's like, I don't like the way you jerk off all the time. And he's like, I'm sorry, I can't stop jerking off all the time. And they break up, and then but then he eventually learns to stop jerking off all the time.
Is that really what it's about? Because I saw the trailer, and I said, yeah. This is...
It's the best
like
movie
the
on that
movie
topic
ever
I've ever seen. The first Tony Danza plays his dad, and the first time he introduces Scarlett Johansson to Tony Danza is so goddamn funny. It's one of the funniest things ever. Because, like, she just shows up and she's all stacked and hot and ready to go. And he just, like,
ready to
like,
go.
He just makes this weird noise, and it's Tony Danza. And I'm sitting at home going, who's the boss? All right. All right. Ungayo.
Was she in Captain America?
You can't just ask like that. You
can't just throw it out.
The you Winter
gotta,
Soldier?
You gotta go for it or you
Captain
gotta...
America the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, she's gotta be in there.
It only stands to reason.
Yeah. Alright, it's my turn again. So I'm gonna go with Ghost in the Shell.
Ooh.
Shit.
I was trying to say that.
Yeah.
Suck it.
Fucking current shit, kind of.
Okay, question.
Didn't we just... Okay, no, please, continue.
But it's not... I'm not... I think I have one. I think I have a movie she was in. Do I hold on to the title, like, strategy-wise? Do I hold on... Do I ask Donna?
Yeah. That's great strategy.
On,
get one
or
from
Or do
Donna,
I get it out and...
Hope she doesn't
what
say
Donna
the one
gives
you're
you the
holding.
One you're holding.
She might, but
Donna.
I feel like Donna's gonna give you a fresh.
If she doesn't,
fresh,
if she doesn't have it, can I just give mine?
I have a few.
She's got a few.
Oh, she has an arsenal.
So
of
you
Star
should
Joe.
Give yours, and then she's probably got extras.
So just pick one. And we'll see what happens.
Hold on, I'm afraid that the one I have. You know what? I'm gonna take a risk because I'm all about making money. I'm not sure if she was in this or if the woman on the cover of the book just looks like her.
Oh, you got to go to your lifeline. Don't be
I'm
going to
go with
confusing.
Girl with the Pearl Earring.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That was exciting.
This whole half of the
Holy
eye just went
shit.
Limp.
I really wanted you to go to Donna. I'm glad, but you
next
pulled,
time
you pulled it off.
Indy Donna Jones.
Now we're back to Jamie, who's sitting there wondering if there was a girl with the pearl earring too.
Where's the other earring? I'll come back for it.
I gotta use a lifeline again.
What do you mean again?
Do we get two?
Yeah. I'd like to use lifelines till I run out. Till I win the game, please.
Yeah.
Can I just ask random people in the street, perhaps, if they know?
Yeah, if you want to run out in the street and ask somebody.
Real quick.
That would be weird.
Just like send
Billy
them
out
the
of the
street.
Room, see what you can come up with out on the street. Just running around out there, ScarJo, help me. What was she in? They'll name all these movies we've already said.
Try Powder.
So you got nothing?
No, I don't.
Just say like another Marvel movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Avengers Infinity War.
Not one that's not out yet.
She's in it.
You got a figure, right?
You don't know that she could get edited out in the last scene like I did.
Yes.
So you don't know that.
But it was almost paradise for you. I didn't mind that movie. I watched it.
Infinity War?
That's a rave review.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
I watched it.
It didn't bother me too much.
Hey, listen, it's the Jamie Josta review system. I sat through this whole movie. It was pretty good. Kyle, hook me up.
Oh, wait, what happened? Jamie just gave up?
What's happened?
She's in it.
What?
Infinity He's still arguing War. Infinity War.
The Avengers Infinity
All right, I'll
War.
Let you have it because you're still going to lose.
What?
He's still going to lose.
She's in it.
Kyle. Age of Ultron. Thank you. I couldn't remember it. The Avengers Age of Ultron. I couldn't remember the name of that.
How
thank
many
you.
Fucking movies did they have?
All. They made so all many. The movies. The Avengers yeah. Inception.
There's quite a few of them now.
So that his guess was the Avengers Age of Ultron?
Mm-hmm.
I could make up a title and you'd be like, nah, it's slated for 2019.
Try it.
I don't.
No way.
That's not how I don't believe in that at all.
The Infinity Gauntlet.
I'm going to go with... Oh, shit. The fuck was that thing called? The Nanny Diaries. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah.
It's his show.
It was the same filmmakers that did American Splendor, which I love. So that's kind of why I know about it. But yeah, Scarlett Johansson, lots of movies. Do you have another one, Eliza?
Donna?
It's time.
The Horse Whisperer.
Horse Whisperer, one of her earliest performances.
Horse Whisperer, Age of Infinity, whatever the fuck.
The Horse Whisperer,
Endless
Infinity
horse.
Wars.
Was there a Horse Whisperer too?
Endless Horse.
Horse Whisperer also.
Yeah. Horsing around.
The horse whisperer. I know what you
again.
I know what you horse whispered last summer.
Care Horse Whisper. Na 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 nay nay nay. Nay 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 nay.
Horse Whisperer 3 Quantum of Solace.
Is it time to tap, Jamie?
Tap out, die with honor.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I can't think of another one. Sorry, Travis.
Get out of here.
That's all right. He's got a good shithead. Ungayo.
She was in... Ah, fuck. I'm out. I don't know. Interview with a Vampire. I have no idea. That was Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know I'm missing one or two that I should know, and I don't fucking... I've lost it.
She was in a Coen Brothers movie called The Man Who Wasn't There.
Oh, right. With Billy Bob Thornton.
It's a weird movie.
That's right.
Are you giving that one to me?
No, I'm giving that one to me.
Donna? Oh, can I go back?
Wait, you can't go back to Donna again. What is this with the double lifelines?
Is no, it true?
No, she helped you out a great deal earlier. And
does it end in a tie?
The only thing, well, the only thing that can happen here is if you can't come up with another one, you still win because you lasted the longest.
What?
Yeah,
I can't win. I'm not playing for anybody.
We all had the same amount.
That life isn't fair.
Really? You don't say.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
That's why you.
Fair.
That's why you want to go first in this game because you know it could end up like that.
You've had many advantages.
Everyone could.
It's time that someone like me got ahead.
If only your eyes were bluer.
I'm gonna go with the Avengers.
Yeah.
Cleveland's team.
I'm a hold on, I know this. The Avengers. Did you say Cleveland Steamer? It's gonna be some fakakt, like the Avengers, like
glass bottom boat.
You really think you might just arrive at it by?
Yeah, it's
guessing.
Gonna because it's always some. Hold on, it's okay. The Avengers. Aptitude of yesteryear.
Aptitude of yesteryear.
Doesn't that sound?
That sounds legit.
Aptitudinal control.
I would be surprised if someone at Marvel HQ heard that and is going to try to make that someday.
Yeah.
Speak it into existence.
But as far as I know, that doesn't exist. But you lasted the longest, technically. So
Eliza
is our winner. Come get your prizes, Donna.
Yeah, Donna, come get the shit.
Come on down, Donna.
Will you please read my book and tweet about it? Thank you.
And watch Chug 2.
Watch Chug 2.
You're getting the only advanced copy. Like, the press isn't getting it, so it's all up to you. You're in charge of all publicity for her book from this point forward.
It's on you, Donna.
Yeah, so good luck with that. Oh, we're getting a picture. I like it.
I'm still holding my mic looking. This weekend at the Funny Bone. It's like a muscle reflex.
Let's do some plugs. Promote yourself, Gaio. What's coming up?
I will be at the New Parish in Oakland on November 29th. It's a benefit, and Zion and I will be there. I'll be New Year's Eve at the Sacramento Punchline. November 24th and 25th, the 24th I'm in Arcata, and the 25th I'm in Ukiah. There's only one or two clubs up there. You can fucking find it. Follow me on the Instagrams and the Twitters, NGAIO420.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have to take the picture again, though, because I had some shit on my leg. You guys didn't tell me I had something on my leg. Wait.
This should be a whole podcast of just listening to pictures being taken. Jamie Josta, what's going on with you, man?
I have a podcast network. It's called Gas Digital Network. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Subscribe. There's a bunch of comedy podcasts on there. And I have a bunch of new episodes, mostly metal guys, but I do wrestlers, sometimes comedians, MMA guys. It's called The Josta Show. And then Hatebreed's going on tour next month. Hatebreed.com for dates. And
People bring name tags to the Hatebreed shows, will you shout them out?
Yes, or some of you want to come out of mosh retirement and hit the pit with a name tag on, you're more than welcome.
I don't think that would be a good place for it. It'd be cool to bring some donuts to the pit, though.
You've been to a show.
I have.
He came. We played Ace of Spades, and came.
I've been in a Hatebreed show.
Yeah,
fuck yeah, in my suit. I was wearing a suit.
Sacramento?
Yeah.
They thought I was the Fed.
I like that place, Ace of Spades.
Yeah, that's great.
Cool. All right. Eliza, when's the book coming out?
Girl Logic, The Genius and the Absurdity comes out November 7th. That week, I will be all over the East Coast. I'll be headlining the New York Comedy Festival. And if you live in Baltimore, please come out because I'm at the Hippodrome and it is a giant fucking venue. And it is my Achilles at this point. And I'll be on tour, eliza.com. And there's about 15, 20 dates on there.
Right on. Thanks for being here. Thanks for bringing Blanche. Thanks to this nice lady for holding Blanche.
Thank you.
Thank you to all of my guests. Thank you, UCB. Thank you to you guys for coming out on this insanely hot day. Hot night. Oh, here goes Blanche. Yay! So cute. All right. Oh, I'm going to mention my plug is that all the Tate Crazy Nights shows are with Jeff Tate are on sale now from December 13th to 20th.
Not the singer Queensryche.
Not the Queensryche guy. This is our Jeff Tate. I think people know the difference.
Okay, good.
That are listening to this show anyway. Well, you're setting up the leash like it's a trap. Like, tricking her to step in it. Oh, wow, that worked. Great job. One more time for all my guests. As always, Steve Harvey is a shithead. What did Steve do now? Did he do something new? Or is it just residual? Okay. Not into Steve Harvey. And Doug not looking his age is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in